Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
Jim, Matt, and Molly continues live from Blind Shot Social for the Packers Tailgate Tour. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown and Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton, and he's letting every guest that we have on, he's letting them know that he's an Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. We're now joined by Tucker Kraft. Thank you for
bashful. He didn't say anything about gold medal.
I dabble in curling, you know.
He paid me on the side.
Yeah, he was just talking about curling, like it was like a casual thing that he did on the side.
Yeah, I do. I'm a radio host. I just happen to also crow at the Olympics every once in a while. Yeah,
2016 gold medalist.
18.
18 gold medalist, Matt Hamilton. Did Mark Murphy say 16?
No, he said 18.
He said 18.
He said
okay.
Right.
All right.
Mark nailed it.
All right. So Mark knew who you were. So that definitely lifted you up a little bit. But I heard you were talking about Jared Allen with Tucker here. Is that right?
Yes, I did mention Jared Allen about Tucker Kraft. So, Jim, you want to get into it? Why?
Well, we want to have some fun here because, Jared Allen was – we had him on right after he got into the Hall of Fame, and he's from Idaho, you're from Idaho, and we wanted to – he was actually trying to talk up the Packers, but we have a little clip of him talking about the Packers and the tight end position. Do we have that ready, Chrissy?
And so I think with Jordan, you got to get some O-line help for him, right? Especially towards the end of the year, they got beat up. But you know, you with Jacobs or something, you got a run game. And so you got to get. I think what they're missing there is a tight end. To be honest, and if they have one, I don't know his name, and that's probably a problem.
Tucker Kraft, bro.
I don't. Yeah, there you go. And I don't mean that disrespect, but you got to get a guy you're going to feed the ball to, you know, 7-8 times a game. Mm-hmm. Tight, you know, now you got play action out of it. So I think they have the pieces. I think they have the coaching staff.
So Matt jumped in and stood up for you there, but is that going to be something if you guys are out and about in Idaho, you run into him, you have to bring it up?
Well, being as I'm not from Idaho.
Oh, okay. South Dakota, sorry.
But, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
You're a Chicago fan.
I don't know anything. I'm an idiot. No.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to take it as a slight. He just doesn't watch any film.
Yeah.
I have, amongst households, I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily mentioned every day, but you know, watch out.
Yeah,
that's all I gotta say,
yeah.
Watch out.
So I do have a question for you. Are you superstitious at all?
I'm a little stitious.
Okay, I like that.
Now, I have routines, you know.
Okay, now
like as bad. Okay.
Yeah, no, I want to hear what the routine is.
I mean, like if I see a coin on the ground, I'll pick it up regardless.
For sure.
You know.
Okay.
See a penny, leave it lay. Bad luck will follow you all the day. You know, you got to pick it up.
Yeah.
So any coin, I'll pick it up off the ground. That's
anything so game day wise.
I don't step on cracks.
Okay,
like I look down to try to count my steps in between. Now I'm making myself just sound.
I was
weird.
Saying, I think
no, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the kicker from the Commanders where it like came out that he ended up actually having like OCD. Right, that's why he was doing all like those interesting like
flipping his hair.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah. Which like I understand. I feel like I'd be the same way if I was a professional athlete.
So yeah, I like rocks.
nice.
I like trains.
The reason I ask about. Being superstitious at all is I have a bad track record right now. I have picking out like there's like my guys and sometimes they're long shots. Sometimes they're not so much. And I took some long shots the last couple years. Fails.
We don't have to name the names because we don't want to.
Yeah, but fails. They didn't quite pan out the way I thought. And this year I had said, Tucker Kraft's my guy. He's going to be great. And Ryan, our producer, was like, I'm cutting this. You're not saying this
out
loud because you aren't going to jinx this. So I want to know, do you think I'm going to jinx you or are you going to be able to overcome the jinx of Matt Hamilton?
I guess we'll just have to find out.
We'll have to find out.
I have, you know, firm belief in my ability. And, you know, I'm going to show everybody what's up. It's going to be. It's going to be a good time this season. I'm really looking forward to it. I've taken the steps this offseason to make sure my body's right because last offseason I had a pretty bad injury. So I didn't get any camp time, any OTAs with Jordan at all. So, you know, this season it'll be different.
So I know you said at the end of last season that moving forward in this upcoming season that one of your goals is to be more of a leader in the locker room. Like, how do you plan to do that? Is it by being top-notch with your body? What is it?
I think I lead with my play style mostly. With my ability after the catch and how my teammates get excited about that, that also brings momentum, you know, onto the playing field. So that and just being more vocal, you know, I have my standards and that makes me the player I am. And if I see someone, you know, we have rules about accountability and being team first. And if I see that, I'm just not going to let it slip anymore. You know, so many people have to come together in an organization for it to be successful. And that starts with just us checking each other.
So you said anymore, is this one of those things, like, as you arrive at the Packers and you got vets there, they're the Green Bay Packers, you're working your way up, you're working back from injury. Is it one of those, like, my play has now earned me the opportunity to be more vocal?
Yeah, just getting the respect from the guys on the team because they know that, you know, you see plays all over the field where I just get absolutely wrecked.
Yeah.
And I get up as fast as I can. I throw the ball to the official and I'm trying to get to the huddle, you know. It's just that mentality, you know, un-F-withable.
is what we would say,
don't let anybody, you know, get in your head, steel trap.
So the draft in Green Bay is only 15 days away. We know that you spend the off season now in Green Bay. You like to spend most of your time there. What are your plans for draft night? Are you hanging around that area to take it all in? What are you doing?
On Thursday and Friday night, I'll be in town. I have some things going on. I'm judging a barbecue contest.
Ooh, nice. That's fun.
In the Pit Boss.
Okay.
So I guess I'm pretty sure that's on Friday. I'll be there Thursday and Friday afternoon.
Cool.
Awesome. So
I just found out, like, 30 minutes ago.
So. There you go.
I don't have all the details.
At least you get to eat some good barbecue and all that. That's fun.
Yeah,
that's good, yeah.
So, obviously, growing up a football fan, what was your team when you were younger, and what player did you think, like, that's who I want to be like?
I was a big Redskins fan when I was a kid because of RG3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I just watching that. Had some really good talent go through Washington at that time. Not for some reason, he was a talented running back, but I liked Alfred Morris in the backfield. They had a good defense, Ryan Kerrigan.
Yeah, I'm a Florida Atlantic University alum, so Alfred Morris went to FAU, so I was definitely following his career. I like that pick.
And then, but everybody where I live, they're all Vikings fans.
Yeah.
The state of South Dakota, the closest teams are Denver or the Vikings.
So with the rivalries, and obviously you got the Minnesota back home, maybe some, you got Detroit and then Chicago. As a player, is it different than college? How does it go as the pro side of things? Because you're all professionals, you're all getting paid, you want to be respectful, but there's a rivalry.
And
there.
you could be on any team.
Right.
You know. But like you convince yourself in the heat of the battle, like, that I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
It's that easy to do. Mm-hmm. And especially after you've played some heated games between the two wins and losses, you know, it's good football, NFC North. You know, we're really battling it out in those games we play each other twice a year. They're very physical games.
So you mentioned RG3, and that, honestly, that time was, like, my favorite for fantasy football. Have you ever been a fantasy football guy?
No, I've never played.
Never played?
I've never played fantasy football.
Well, I will tell you right now, you are going to be one of the first tight ends off the board in our group. Everyone in my, like, close friend group, obviously Packer players.
Well, I don't know if Jared Allen's going to draft me.
He's not a fan. But I know you're going to go very high in a lot of friends' draft boards. I think it's so much fun when if players are aware of fantasy football and
we get people texting us every day.
Yeah.
Or you see people in public, they say thanks for fantasy. So,
Well, I'm looking forward to telling you that next year.
So, I think they're waiting for you here. So, I will say this as a Bears fan. I mean, just with all due respect, I'm dreading having to play you. Like, you really are an up-and-coming player, and I think you'll be a problem for the rest of the NFC North and the NFL.
Thank you.
All right, Tucker, thank you so much for hopping on as Tucker Kraft. All right, we'll take a quick break here. This is Jim Matt Motley, presented by Coors Light.